Hello. Thanks for joining Your Body Advocate podcast. I am Ruth Cummings, your host. And today is episode 43, where I want to talk about how does kindness affect our body? Let's take a deep breath to relax. Ready? All right, here we go.
You're listening to Your Body Advocate, telling your body's side of the story. The podcast dedicated to supporting and improving your body-mind connection so you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life, dissolving one body tension at a time. Discover the healing properties of your own body language, and together, let's explore ways to support and improve essential self-talk. Now, here's your host, Master of Encouragement and Body-Mind Life Coach, Ruth Cummings.
All right, guys, so how does kindness affect our body? We know from studies through the years and from just knowing without having to have a study that kindness does affect our body. When we're kind to others, then we feel better. We feel more grounded. We feel like we have more purpose and we actually do better in life. And the studies show that not only does it decrease the symptoms of depression and anxiety, it also it decreases your risk of heart disease. It lowers your blood pressure to be kind to people, to go and volunteer for others. And it all stress levels go down while all your immune function goes up. You get over colds quicker. You get over injury quicker when you help others. Also, it's across the board that people feel like they have more happiness, more wellness, and a more intense sense of purpose. So with all these things, why shouldn't we be kind, right? I really want to press being kind and just encourage all of us and challenge all of us to be kind. So we can be kind to ourselves. How can we be kind to ourselves? We can be kind to ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually. Mentally, we're kind to ourselves by taking time to quiet down. Some people can meditate, some people cannot. But if you can just sit quietly and breathe and just try to forget about everything just for a minute, they call it the monkey mind, where your thoughts will just jump back in and try to pull you back into that stress and all those things, all those to-do lists. But any moment, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 1 minute, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it does get easier. I've been practicing meditation. It does get easier to do longer and longer. Once you get past like the 5 minute mark, it's way easier to get to the 10 minute mark. And then from 10, it's like whoop, you get to 30. And then from 30, really easy to get to 45, an hour, etc. And that time of just relaxing the brain, it's amazing what you can do. Sleep better, you focus better, everything is better. All of the things that I do, I can focus better. I can exercise more intensely. I tend to be more self-aware on a drastic scale. And the times that I'm not meditating because I'm too busy or I'm feeling stressed about things going on at home, then I feel like I don't have time, right? And so I don't do it. But then the focus goes down and it just makes it worse. It's very interesting how we put ourselves in that situation. But be kind to your mind mentally by doing breathing and just prayer or meditation. You can be kind to your body by exercising, stretching, and hydration. I think those would be my top three, and sleep maybe. So, but all of those create more sleep. Many, many people are chronically dehydrated, and many of us have never learned how to breathe properly. So there's a lot of ways to be really nice to our body physically and to learn a really gentle stretching routine. I have some of those available if you need them. And then spiritually, of course, prayer, and to, in my opinion, be open to what's coming from God, what's coming from the universe to you, and be open to it. We've been talking about giving and receiving, and to receive what's being given to you by the universe, by God, is amazing. If you're deflecting that, then you are really missing a lot of what life can offer. So kindness, all of these things, in my opinion, have something to do with kindness. When we're kind to ourselves, all these things can be so much richer in our lives. And we want to pass that forward, pay that forward. So I often talk about spreading kindness one smile at a time. Smiling is a great way to create love and kindness in your community. It's amazing how powerful our smile is. And I often talk about that. If we can smile to someone else with this genuine love and just sincerity coming from like your middle of your body, like that's the power area coming through your lungs, coming through you, and just smiling really sincerely and giving them some eye contact, the ripple effect that has, you keep walking, right? But you smile to this person, say at the airport, and then they smile at somebody and they smile at somebody. The ripple effect is amazing. And that can happen on a football team. That can happen on a tennis team. That can happen in a school or at an office or in a family. So to smile, be the first one to smile, be the one who spreads that kindness. When we aren't feeling well, when we're feeling down, when we're feeling sad or hopeless, if you go out into the world for just a moment and smile at people, you'll notice that you will start to feel better. So when you're feeling down and out and you're just feeling hopeless and like, man, nothing's going to get better and I'm always going to feel like this, I beg you to consider the possibility of going out and smiling to somebody, even while you're driving. And here's something else I tell, especially my teenage clients. When you're wanting to, like you want to feel better and you're feeling really, really insecure, like, oh my God, take a nice deep breath and then smile really loud. Really, I say this loud, as if you've heard the funniest joke. And just smile and walk into a room with your shoulders back, drive like you just heard the funniest joke and have the biggest smile and look around at drivers around you or walk in class like you've just heard the funniest joke. And you'll be so surprised how people like, oh, what's happening? Oh, I just heard the funniest joke. Or, oh, I was just talking to a friend. She's just so funny. Just like that. Just try to make that entrance with the smile and this amazing feeling that you just had, and you just created it. That type of kindness to yourself then will go out and it will spread around you. So that's how we affect. Oh, one more. It also affects your community in a way that people that volunteer more, right? Communities that have more volunteering, more kindness to each other, like the neighborhood I live in, we all help each other. And when we're down, they bring us food. When someone's around here is not feeling well, we bring them food. And we notice that once that started, then more and more people want to help. And that happens in small communities, bigger communities, and even bigger communities. So the more that you pay it forward, the more that you smile, the more that you add kindness to your little circles, it will have ripple effects and affect the entire world. You guys have a wonderful day. Be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Your Body Advocate with Ruth Cummings. We're so glad you've joined us today and truly believe you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life. To connect with Ruth, work with Ruth, or to grab your free ebook, go to ruthcummings.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Until next time, friends, be open, include the unincluded, think outside the box, and spread love and kindness one smile at a time.